I would like to start this first session of today by inviting Maria do Seo Antunes, Minister of Agriculture, to open the session of today. Dear Minister, good morning.
For me to be able to be a part of this session, I'd like to start by greeting Bruno Rubino, Director of FI Compass, the EIB, also the Deputy Director General of DG Agri, and the Director of Rural Development of DG Agri, also greeting the Portuguese authorities present, namely the manager of the managing authority of RDP 2020 and all the participants in this initiative. I'd like to thank the European Commission, namely the Director General for Agriculture and Rural Development, but also thank the European Investment Bank for promoting this initiative and for inviting me to be here with you today. The agricultural and agri-food sector, like the rest of the economy, of European economy, has gone through and is still going through a very challenging scenario. It continued to assert itself and to make a difference, showing a resilience that was not evident in many other sectors of the national economic activity, unfortunately. In Portugal, the National Statistics Institute itself recognized this, and the figures leave no doubt. Exports in the national agri-food sector have maintained a very positive level in 2020 compared to 2019, and in the first semester 2021, they grew 8.4% compared to the same semester of 2020. It's up to us, political decision makers and public administration bodies, to support and create conditions so that the sector can maintain this trend. The new Common Agricultural Policy, which will come into force in 2023, and which political agreement was reached under the Portuguese presidency, will be fundamental in responding to the challenges we face. It will be the sort of instrument in this climate and digital transition through the promotion of a greener and more resilient agriculture that contributes to the development of rural areas, but also to the structural reinforcement of the European agri-food system, ensuring our strategic autonomy. So we must support farmers, European farmers, in meeting the EU's objectives. In line with the European Green Pact and its farm-to-fork and biodiversity strategies for 2030, we're always aware that agriculture is a key sector. If Europe is to reach its targets, being the first climate neutral continent by 2050. And digital and climate transition, which we'll have to achieve, calls for a holistic and integrated management of the tools at our disposal. Investment, particularly in agricultural holdings, is the decisive points for the growth and development of the sector and for adding value to the national economy throughout the territory. And the willingness to invest is clearly evident in the high number of applications that we've been registering in the open notices of the mainland RDP, Rural Development Programme. In fact, the demand for non-refundable incentives has far exceeded the supply we have available through the EFRD funding. It is therefore important within the framework of preparing the new CAP strategic plan to mobilize public and private resources to improve financing conditions in the agricultural sector, promoting in particular the rejuvenation and the improvement of the environmental performance of farms. Only in this way can we honour the commitment to multidimensional sustainability, a commitment to the future and to future generations. financial instruments due to the resources they mobilize and the irrefutable leverage effect they generate in the economy constitute an important instrument available to us to energize the activity of our agricultural business fabric. This is why we intend to integrate in a complementary way the financial instruments in the 2023-2030 strategy, thus enabling a better response to the different needs and objectives. On one hand, there is a non-refundable support that should be increasingly directed to small and medium holdings with less capacity to access funding. In this way, we'll be contributing towards socioeconomic cohesion, towards a viable and sustainable occupation of the territory, and to combating inequalities and asymmetries. And we have, on the other hand, the more competitive and more market and export-oriented holdings, which, despite being financially more robust, compete with other sectors of the economy in accessing credit, starting from less advantageous conditions. In fact, the agricultural sector is still seen by the financial system as a rather volatile sector, and for this reason, associated with a high risk. In this context, the use of financial instruments within the framework of application of the FRD will allow the promotion of support to investment in agriculture holdings and in units for processing and marketing of agricultural products. And it will also contribute to minimizing the existing market deficiencies in the granting of funding to the agricultural sector. Furthermore, the more intensive use of financial instruments will enable us to meet the major challenge of improving the environmental performance of holdings, a matter which, since it is not productive investment, will require great allocation of public resources from the EAFRD. As I said, sustainability we must ensure is multidimensional, and there are clearly bridges that we must be able to build. We must find the right balance in combining national and community, public and private budget resources in partnership with the financial institutions. We will thus facilitate access to credit and ensure better financing conditions for entities in the agricultural sector. It is therefore important to encourage accession, to speed up procedures and create more attractive conditions. At a time of recovery, when we cautiously feel that we are overcoming the pandemic, it is important to think about the future. Agriculture has a say and is part of the recovery and of the construction of a common future. A sector that, in addition to its socio-economic weight, is also essential in environmental protection, in responding to demographic issues, and the cohesive and sustainable development of a territory that should be valued. Faced with the profound and constant change that marks our times, financial instruments are a crucial part of ensuring that no one is left behind and that everyone can reach further. Let us, on behalf of our collective future, continue to work on strengthening the alliance between sustainability and competitiveness, as well as promoting a fair, balanced, inclusive transition where opportunities are there for all. Thank you very much, and I wish you a very fruitful work.